Good evening, everyone. I'm Denise Whitaker. There will be no more Christmas trees at SeaTac Airport this season after a complaint that the trees were offensive. The Port of Seattle pulled down more than a dozen Christmas trees overnight. Employees say they're quite angry over that. Como 4's April Cepeda is live at SeaTac Airport with tonight's big story.
The Port of Seattle says it had no choice after a local rabbi threatened a federal lawsuit if they didn't erect an 8-foot menorah to balance out the message of the Christmas trees. The port said it has so little time to comply, the best idea was to take the trees down. For more than 25 years, SeaTac Airport has celebrated the holidays with Christmas trees over its entrances. But overnight, the Port of Seattle ordered all 15 trees removed.
I think it's very unfortunate. I mean, because why lose the Christmas spirit? You know what? I mean, it's mostly for the kids and the adults. They should just zip their mouths.
The port allowed holiday decorations to remain, but decided to take down Christmas trees after a Jewish religious leader complained they were offensive.
It's a Christmas tree. You know, it's not like they're displaying crucifixes or, you know, menorahs or any other religious displays, but a Christmas tree that's been around here for years.
Angry airport employees have started a campaign urging people to call the Port of Seattle to complain. The Christmas trees are now in storage or hidden in unused areas of the airport where they won't be seen. Many passengers think it's overkill.
Because Christmas was started 2,000 years ago, and it seems a shame that people can't realize that.
A Port of Seattle spokeswoman said, since this is the busiest time of year, we decided to take the decorations down now and consider a new policy after the new year. But many airline employees insist the port is caving in to a vocal minority without considering the other 75,000 people who pass through the airport on any given day.
And if this is the evergreen state, how offensive can an evergreen tree be by simply putting lights on it?
Now, the port says it's just trying to avoid a federal lawsuit with the Organization for Jewish Education. But they do say they are willing to work with that organization to come up with a compromise before next Christmas. Reporting at SeaTac, April Zepeda, Como 4 News.
April, thank you.